Most people in general who leave the church leave because of people issues. They get mad at somebody, so they stop going to church, or they get offended by something. And it's really no different for people with disabilities. They leave over people issues. They also leave over things like they can't participate in the programs. I hear her asking if he can hear. If a person can't hear what is going on, they won't come back, because why would they come and sit and not be able to hear? If they can't get into the building because the building is full of steps and they're in a wheelchair, they won't come back. If they have a disabled child whose behavior is disruptive and the church doesn't know how to handle that disruptive behavior, they will stay home with their child, and you'll lose the whole entire family. So those are some reasons why people leave. Some people leave because they don't feel welcome. Some people are sent away because their disability causes too many disruptions. Anybody ever had a seizure here at church?
Sure.
Yeah? People that have seizures don't come back. They're too embarrassed. I had a roommate that would be carried out of church every time she had a seizure. So we don't really know how to deal with those things very well. Some people leave because their needs as a whole person are not met. They're stuck in a disability box. They go to the altar to pray because maybe they lost their job, and somebody comes up and anoints them for healing. We don't know how to pray with people with disabilities, because we're so distracted by the disability.